The gut microbiome, I feel, is having its moment in the sun, Norman. People
in
are
the
talking.
Sun? Yes. That's where the sun don't shine. Which university did you go to for medical school?
Well, I feel like more and more people are talking about it, and certainly we're learning more about
So the sun's shining on the topic, right?
Okay. On the topic. Okay, good. And I should have been more specific. That was my error. But we are learning more about how much the gut microbiome impacts immune health, weight regulation, mood. But now there's some more research happening in what happens to your gut microbiome when you take antibiotics. And does that potentially impact your response to a vaccine? To explore more on this, here's our colleague Jacinta Bowler.
There's a clinical trial currently running in South Australia. And if you were to sign up, one of the first things you would have to do is poo in a container.
They can either bring that stool back with them. It's in a special preservative tube that will keep it for a few days, or they can actually send it through the mail.
That's immunologist Natalie Stevens, the lucky person who gets to collect them.
Our postal team here at the Institute have learned to recognise our little poo packages, so I get a special message every time one comes in to go and collect it straight away.
They're like, I'm not touching this, you've got to.
Yeah, they're like, please come. Please get this out of the mail room.
Dr. Stevens is an immunologist at Flinders University and the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute, or SAMRI. She's collecting poo because it's chock full of microorganisms, and she wants to find out how a person's gut microbiome might make vaccines more or less effective.
We're running a trial to assess whether or not disrupting the gut microbiota influences responses to vaccination.
A study published in Nature earlier this year suggests that it does.
We recruited around 200 vaginally born infants and followed them from birth to 15 months of life, measuring their immune responses to vaccination over that period.
This is David Lin, the senior author on the new study and a professor at Flinders University and SAMRI.
What we found at the end of the study was particularly those infants that got antibiotics directly had impaired or significantly lower antibody responses against a range of antigens that are included in the routine vaccinations that they get.
Simply put, the ones exposed to antibiotics in the first few weeks of life had a weaker response to their shots. But why do our bodies do this? Dr. Stevens suggests it's our microbes.
So the antibiotics will reduce the level of microbes in the gut for a period of time.
You can think of antibiotics more like a sledgehammer than a scalpel. And unfortunately, a lot of good bacteria get killed alongside the bad. But that still doesn't answer the question of why the gut microbiome would influence the effectiveness of vaccines in the first place. Part of the story is the gift-giving ability of our gut bugs.
They're actively involved in our metabolic processes all the time, and some of these compounds have immune effects as well.
For example, there are certain substances called metabolites, which are only produced when our gut bacteria digest our food.
One that constantly seems to be brought up when we're talking about immune responses are things called short-chain fatty acids. And these short-chain fatty acids include things like butyrate. And there's been a lot of studies, mostly in animals, but also in humans, showing that levels of butyrate correlate with how well their immune system is able to respond.
So, gut bacteria produce compounds that are important for our immune system. And when antibiotics wipe out both gut friend and gut foe, this in turn affects our immune response. The thing is, antibiotics can be life-saving, and the benefits often outweigh the risks to the microbiome. All of the researchers I spoke to were clear that even if the response to vaccination is slightly weaker, the vaccines are still incredibly effective.
So we certainly don't want to get this concept, you know, that you get antibiotics and you're going to have no protection. That's not the case.
We're definitely not suggesting that people ought to delay their vaccination or avoid vaccination if they've been exposed to antibiotics. If anything, there's a chance that they might need that vaccine even more. But we are interested in knowing what are some of these long-term effects and if there are ways that we can maybe intervene so that we don't see that disruption causing changes to vaccine responses.
That's where the new clinical trial comes in, the one Dr. Stevens is collecting poo samples for.
We're wanting to recruit healthy, reasonably young people between 18 to 35 years old, and we're randomising them to receive a short course of antibiotics. And these are specific antibiotics that are aimed at depleting the amount of bacteria in the gut for a short period of time. And so following this, all the participants receive either a vaccine or a placebo vaccination.
the vaccine might not be what you expect either.
So most Australians wouldn't have had this vaccine before.
The BCG vaccine for tuberculosis is one of the oldest vaccines we still use today.
We expect that some people will be good responders and some people won't respond as well to the vaccine. So we can really use this as an opportunity to assess, you know, what makes a person a good responder from the perspective of their immune system, but importantly from their perspective of their gut microbiota. And if we get rid of that gut microbiota, is that affecting those immune responses?
What researchers think they'll see is that people who've received antibiotics will have a weaker response to the BCG vaccine. But the researchers can also look at the gut bacteria of people who responded well by doing a kind of poo profile.
To determine which bacteria are actually associated with really good responses to that vaccine and which bacteria are associated with poorer responses. You know, we might find evidence of bacteria that's able to promote these excellent responses, or we might find evidence of a bacteria that we actually want to avoid if we want good immune responses.
For the moment, don't go changing your routines when it comes to vaccines or antibiotics. But if this study is successful, it does open up the idea of replenishing our body's own gut bacteria through diet, probiotics, or maybe even poo transplants to help give our vaccines a boost. In the meantime, keep the brave postal team receiving the poo parcels in your thoughts.
Jacinta Bowler reporting, and that trial is still open and you can send in your poo. Don't send it to us, no. Please. No, we don't need it.
Please, not to us.
We'll have a link in our show notes to where you can send your poo. I think you've got to register first. I don't think they want unsolicited poo arriving in the mail, even though it is Christmas coming.